Dobro, zdaj, naslednje vprašanje, ki ga moramo še rešiti pri Pavlovem Nepalu, smo rekli, dobili smo sevalno upornost, ne? Ampak sevalna upornost še ni celotna impedanca te naše naprave. Ne? Sevalna upornost je samo realni del. Kakšen je zdaj celotna impedanca našega dipola? Ne? Sprej, če imamo napravo. Tako, ne? Generator. Kakšno impedanco vidimo tukaj? Ne? No, in z impedanco z simetričen dipol, se pravi, da imamo tukaj polovico dolžine in tukaj polovico dolžine. So, we are looking at the impedance of a symmetric dipole. Bom narisal tukaj zdaj impedančni diagram, I will draw the impedance chart, impedance plot, both real axis and imaginary axis. So we have a coil up here, we have a capacitor down here, and here we have a resistor. Bom narisal ta diagram, bom narisal kakor funkcijo, frekvence. Če imamo zelo nizko frekvenco ali pa zelo kratek dipol in potem dipol daljšemo tukaj. Ne? No in ta slikca, če jo narišemo, izgleda nekaj takšnega. So the impedance plot is a function of frequency. Here is increasing frequency, low, very low frequency or length much smaller than one half wavelength. And here is increasing frequency. So frequency goes up here, or length goes also up of the dipole. Kakšne značilne točke tukaj dobimo, kakšne karakteristične točke dobimo? No, zanimivo je, da pri polvalovnem dipolu se nam tukaj skoraj izniči reaktivni del. So is the length of dipole is one half wavelength. The reactive part almost cancels out. For short dipoles, the impedance is pretty capacitive. We see just two wires and the capacitance between these two wires. At half a wavelength, we are actually in the maxima of the current here. In the maxima of the current corresponds to the point where we have no reactive component. We have just working. So here we really have 73 plus J0 ohms. Okay? No reactive part. No bene jalove komponente nimamo per area lambda. No, če dipol podaljšujemo, tu je bo tudi tak dipol, če bi si jaz narisal tukaj naš dipol, če ga narišem za eno drugo barvico, ne, tako dipol, ne, to dipol, če bi narisal v tej točki, polvalovni dipol je tak, ne, imam tako porazdelitev tako, ne. Naslednja značilna točka je, kadar imam dipol eno celo valovno dolžino dolg, ne, se pravi, tukaj je L je lambda, ne, one whole wavelength dipol, takrat imam pa razdelitev toka, takšno, tukaj gor in tukaj gor. Ne? Zdaj bo naš izvor se zdaj nahaja v minimumu toka. So, the generator now resides in the minimum of the current, so the impedance may be very high here. And in this point, the impedance, the resistive part, maybe in the range between 500 ohms up to 5 kilo ohms. Se pravi, tukaj je impedanca v velikostnem razredu in je funkcija debeline žice. Ne? Se pravi, tu je debelejša. Tanjša. So thinner or thicker wire. But still thin wire. If it's thicker, this is practical dimension. This thing ranges between 500 ohms and 500 kilo, 5 kiloohms. Naslednja značilna točka, bo tukaj pri 3 lambda četrtin. L je 3 lambda četrtin. Ne? So when we have 3 quarter wavelengths, we again have a low impedance. The current distribution is like this at this time. Okay? This is, should be a little more symmetrical. Mabel symmetrična govora je tako, ne? No, kaj tukaj opazimo? Spet imamo nizko impedanco, ker smo v hrbtu toka. We are in the maximum of the current, so we have a low impedance. It's not as low as here. The reactive component, reaktivna komponenta, se lahko kompletno, the reactive component may completely cancel out. Ampak imamo težavo. But we have a problem. The current distribution, this here, cancels the radiation of this one here. Or, the sum of both causes side lobes. As soon as we have, so side lobes actually start here. Stranski snopi se začnejo, že kadar gremo nad lambdo, ker že takrat dobimo en kus žice, ki vidite, tok teče v obratni smeri. Takoj, ko tok teče v obratni smeri, dobimo stranske snope. In to je po navadi neuporabno. Se pravi, če narišem tukaj, od tukaj naprej, stranski snope postanejo močne, se pravi, od tukaj naprej je neuporabno. Such an antenna has a useless radiation pattern if it's too long. If it's more than about, so this is, L here is, at this point is approximately 5/4 of a lambda. If it's longer than this, usually we don't want the side lobes we get and the radiation pattern is useless. Se pravi, če bi šli še naprej, je stvar neuporabna. Je pa uporabna stvar tukaj in tukaj, ne? To sta dve uporabni točki, kjer naprava lahko daje koristne stvari. Za nas najbolj uporabna je ta. Ta 73 ohmov je tukaj tudi dokaj neodvisen od debeline žice. Zelo malo odvisen je. Nekaj se spreminja z debelino žice, ampak zelo malo. Bom tudi razložil, zakaj se spreminja. So, for us, the most important point, this is lambda half wavelength dipole. This is the far most useful. Also this one, full wavelength dipole, this is also useful, but it is a little bit more tricky, but also this one is useful. The useless things become here about from this point 5/4 of a lambda onwards, because here we get many side lobes, so it's not what we really want. No particular advantage. We do not get gain any directivity, we get gain only side lobes, and this is usually disturbing. This point here, the exact value, this depends on the size of the wire. Usually this is 5 kilohms, is about 1/10,000 of a wavelength up to 1/100 of a wavelength approximately. Figures of the wire. But this point, its position changes a lot. Položajte točke se do spremi. Well, this point does not change much with wire. It changes a little bit, but not much. Malo se spreminja, ampak ne dosti. Kaj se tiče impedance? Se pravi, za nas najbolj zanimiv je zdaj polvalovni dipol oziroma njegove izvedenke. So, for us, the most interesting device is the half wavelength dipole, or it's several derivatives, because sometimes we want something different. For instance, with the half wavelength dipole, we already have the problem of a supply. We really don't have a generator that we can put right in the middle of the dipole. Običajno nimamo izvora, ki ga lahko postavimo točno v sredino dipola. Zaradi tega naš napajalni vod od generatorja ga pripeljamo, ga moramo pripeljati pod pravim kotom. a solution to bring the wire to the dipole from the generator is to bring them here at right angle so that the generated electric field does not interfere with the wires. Žice postavimo pod pravim kotom glede na električno polje našega dipola, ne? Ja, ne moramo zmerom tega narediti, to ni zmerom izvedljivo, ne? Recimo, že ena taka neizvedljiva stvar je, meni 73 ohmov je super, ne? Z lambda polovic. 73 ohms is quite a good figure, we can make a coaxial cable for 73 ohms. But the coaxial cable is not symmetric. So, if I have a generator, če imam izvor, ki gre tukaj ven s 75 ohms, 73 ohmski koaksialni kabel, ne? S to stvarjo bi jaz sicer lahko napajal dipol, ne? This thing could supply a dipol, but this thing is not symmetric. Kako rešim tako nalogo? Tako nalogo lahko rešim, da dodam tukaj en slepi kabel. I add here a blind cable. Only the shield of this cable is connected here, and here is connected together. And this length here is a quarter of wavelength. So this device here actually acts as a balloon. Balloon means balanced to unbalanced. Balon pomeni po slovensko simetrirni člen. Dodamo en slepi kabel, dolžina lambda četrt. No, kratek stik, the short here transforms into open circuit, se spremeni v četrtvalno dolžino odprte sponke, se pravi nič ne moti. Ampak zdaj ta žica vidi enako klop, kot ta žica vidi tukaj ta oklop. So both sides of the dipole see the same environment, and this is really symmetrical, symmetrical device. So we need some device to make this thing symmetrical. This is the problem. Sometimes we can solve things in a different way. Such a two-wire line, tak dvobod, ima dosti kak više impedancov. Se pravi, če imam generator, ki ima tukaj dvobod, so for a wire line with two symmetrical wires, maybe a twisted pair, maybe just a pair of wires, this usually has a characteristic impedance in the range of 300 ohms. Tak dvobod ima okoli. No, in takrat rešitev je v tako imenovanem zavitem dipolu. The solution is in a little bit different dipole. This dipole is really has two half-wave dipoles. The dipole is half a wavelet long. But there are two wires. Tukaj imamo dve žici, tako da se tok razpolovi. Tukaj imamo in tukaj imamo i polovic. In polovic. So the current distributes between the two wires in two halves, and in this way we obtain an impedance transformation so that this impedance here we see, impedanza, ki bomo tukaj videli, R-sevalni, bo približno 4 krat 73 ohm, kar da 292 ohm. So in this way we can transform the impedance in such a dipole, this is also called a bent dipole, zaviti dipoli. In such a kind of bent dipole, we use this kind of dipole for impedance transformation. Uporabljamo ga za pretvorbo impedance, da lahko gremo na 300 ohmski volt. Ne? No, te najhujši problem je pa ta, če mi hočemo postaviti dipol na vrh stolpa. Ne? So one of the worst cases is we have an antenna mast, and on top of the mast we want to put a dipole. So here we have our dipole. How to solve this problem? There is no way to bring the wire here, or should we make a loop like this? This is very, very cumbersome. This is very... Zelo narodna rešitev, ne? Da bi tako napeljali lica. Kako postaviti, če je tu drog, ne?
if this is a mast, how to put a vertical dipole on top of vertical mast. This is a problem. And where is the trick here? The trick here is tricus rege Rokkauni dipole. Sleeve dipole. I draw the dipole a little bit thicker, a multiplication Richard Turner dipole, ne? Ki ga bom dal na vrh droga. Ne? In zdaj, moj napajalni kabel, koaksialni kabel, ga pripeljem skozi spodni krak dipola in tukaj srednja žila gre tukaj na gornjega. Srednja žila se spoji tukaj, oklop tega koaksialnega kabla se spoji tukaj. Ne? So the trick is to bring the cable through one of the arms of the dipole. The arms, I drew them a little bit thicker so that you can understand what is going on. No, kaj je pomembno tukaj? Pomembno tukaj, da tukaj smo izolirani, tukaj ni stika. Tukaj so odprte sponke. Open circuit. Ker kraki dipola, so deče tu polvalovni dipol, je tu tukaj zdaj lambda četrt, je tu tukaj lambda četrt, ne? In lambda četrt, kratek stik tukaj noter, so short here, is transformed in a quarter wavelength coax that's built by the shield of the coax acting as a central conductor and the sleeve, in transformed into an open circuit. Se pravi, kratek stik tukaj se preslika v odprte sponke, ker je tu ravno lambda četrt. Ne? Lambda četrt vod v kratek stik preslika v odprte sponke. Ne? Tako da ta kabel, ki gre tukaj skozi, prav nič ne moti našega dipola. Ne? Na ta način dosežemo, da kabel ne moti našega dipola. No? No, kar se pa zgodi tukaj, je pa tu, da takšen debil dipol, if you have a thicker dipol, we should not neglect this surface here. And this has some capacitance here. To the other side. Ta in debil dipol ima en malč kapacitivnosti, zdaj na koncu drug koncu smo naredili debilega. Kaj to pomeni? To pomeni, da ta stvar bo v resnici manj kot lambda četrt in manj kot lambda četrt. Ta kapacitivnost se dodaja tukaj impedanci in tale točka bo se zgodila prej. Se pravi, te dolžine bo en malč krajše. So this length will not be lambda quarter. They will be slightly shorter because of these end effects. Te končni pojavi en malč bolj skrajšil dipol. In ker skrajšil dipol, tudi ta sevalna upornost tukaj bo manjša od 73 ohm. With a thicker dipol, the radiation resistance will be even smaller than 73 ohms. There are a number of possibilities how to build this sleeve. Tukaj je zdaj en kup možnosti, kako narediti to srajčko okoli dipola. Ne? Ni nujno, da naredimo tako, kako smo tukaj naredili. Lahko naredimo stožec. Ne? We can also make a conical skirt under the dipole. Like this. Skirt. For the bottom part of the dipole. And the top part of the dipole is just a rod up here. And this is our coaxial cable that acts at the same time as the supporting structure. Se pravi, koaksialni kabel tukaj se obnaša kakor podpornik celotnega dipola. So the central conductor fits the upper element and the bottom part fits the skirt. The skirt can be also made open. And this is both coax and support. So we can make an antenna also this way. Lahko naredimo antenu na ta način, da ta spodnji rokav razširimo v srajčko. Ne? Na ta način je te odprte sponke so še bolj zagotovljene. So this open here is much. Can be made much better if this is actually is opening. Zdaj, še ena rešitev je tukaj, še ena varianta. Zdaj, po tej srajčki kam tečejo tokovi?
Če tukaj po glavnem žili teče tok sem, tukaj po srajčki tečejo tokovi v tej smeri. Ne? So the current here only has radial components. We need not make this skirt of full metal. We can make this skirt just of rods that are directed in the direction of our current. Se pravi, mi ni nujno, da delamo tukaj celotno krilce tukaj, ne? Okolj antene, celotno tako srajčno. Pač pa dovolj, da damo palce, ki so v smeri takov, ker tam, ker ne tečejo takovi, je škoda materijala, škoda tratiti kovino, ne? No, kar lahko naredimo je naslednje, ne? Da naredimo te tako kabel, ne? Tukaj je zdaj žila. Žila je povezana na palčko pokončno, ne? In tukaj imam stranske palčke. So we can't just make a skirt just made of metal rods, because we just put metal in the direction where the current flows. Postavljamo kovino samo v smeri, kamor teče antene, nikamor druga. Ne? Naš cilj je kakšen? Naš cilj je ta, da se ta tok požili tukaj, natančno uničuje s tem tokom tukaj. Ne? Se pravi, naš cilj je, da vsi tokovi teče v notranjosti, naš cilj je, da je vsota tokov tukaj enaka nič. Ne? So our goal is that the current in the central conductor of the coax exactly cancels out the current in the shield of the coax. So that both currents exactly cancel out, that we have no radiation of this part of the antenna, just radiation of the upper part of the antenna. And here we come to a problem. Če si zdaj narišemo smeren diagram, kje je težava zdaj? Če si narišem smeren diagram, če je tukaj beta, tukaj F, beta, kar bi mi radi imeli, mi bi radi imeli smeren diagram dipola. We would like to have the radiation pattern of the dipole with the maximum at the horizon. Radi bi imeli na obzorju, ne? Bi radi imeli maksimum, ker bi pa nevadi zvijeze vzpostavljamo v tej smeri, ne? Vodravno, da te če antena na vrh stolpa, naš sogovornik je tukaj v vodravni smeri, ne? Tu pa nevadi potnemo, ne? In zdaj, kaj se zgodi? Tukaj. Če tej tokov, vsota tokov v nosilcu, ni enaka nič, takšen smeren diagram dobi naslednje. Ta smeren diagram dobimo, če vsota tokov v nosilcu ni enaka nič. So we have, if we have some residual currents flowing in the antenna mast, we have a badly distorted radiation pattern. And the real issue is that this thing here usually hits the horizon. Mr. Murphy helps to hit the horizon. Tukaj bo gospod Murphy bo se bo potrudil, da naš minimum smernega diagrama bo pa zadev naše sogovornike. To s parantene se tu vedno zgodi. Ne? Murphy zmerno deluje. Ne? Murphy je zakon in zmerno deluje. In zaradi tega se moramo mi res potruditi, da te tokove izničimo. No? In something now important to learn here is the correct length of this radius. dolžina teh radialov mora biti približno nič celih tri valovne dolžine. So, this, the length of this radius for this current to cancel out, se pravi, da se tok izniči, dolžina teh radialov mora biti približno nič celih tri lambda. So the length has to be approximately 0.3 lambda. This is in strict contrast with what is written in textbooks for radio amateurs and similar people. To je v skrajnem, v čistem nasprotju s tistem, kar piše v priročnikih za radio materije, ki piše, da mora biti tu četrt valovne dolžine. Tu ni četrt valovne dolžine. Lahko zmerimo v laboratoriju. V laboratoriju bomo imeli vajo, kjer boste anteno preizkusili pri različnih frekvencijah in boste iskali, kdaj je diagram brez unih bung gor in brez bunga do 0.3 lambda. So, this is in contrast with what is written in many textbooks. Many textbooks here say 1/4 of a wavelength. This is not true. It's about 0.3 wavelengths.
We will next time in the laboratory we will have an experiment. We will turn the ground plane antenna on the positioner, and we will take the radiation pattern, and we will look for the best radiation pattern. We will get the best radiation pattern at 0.3 lambda. This is important to understand, otherwise you're going to hit this. And many antennas are designed in the wrong direction. So. Don't take this. This is wrong. But it's written in many textbooks that it's wrong. To an aerobic official, does the Hujman come back? No, she ain't tricky, Mamma Danas, in Sitzer. Entrik da ha povedet. Moraš da poprisati tajno. Yet another trick, then we are finished for today. Then you have just the exam. Yet another trick, and this trick is called so-called J antenna. Je antena, kakšna stvar je tu? Tu je polvalovni dipol, ki ga pa napajam na koncu z generatorja. In tukaj je treba ta generator jasno nekam priključiti, nekam zamlik. Ne? Zdaj, sreča je tukaj na koncu te žice, ker imam tukaj po razdelitu toka ima vozu tam, so fortunately the current distribution has a node here, so the impedance will be quite high, I mean this point here. This ground is not problem. The solution to this problem, the practical design of this antenna, se pravi praktičen načrt te antene, tako, da imamo tukaj tako, ja tak naredne žice, ki je tu tukaj lambda polovic in je tu tukaj lambda četrt. In tukaj spodaj nekje priključim moj generator, kjer je upornost velikostnega razreda 50 ohmov. Ne? Kjer ta spodnji del deluje kot transformacija impedance, tokovi po njemu so zelo majhni, zakaj? Zato, ker je tak nesimetričen dipol. Ne? Če bi jaz imel še žico tukaj dol, ne? Tok tukaj notri je izredno majhen, ne? Ker je tu nesimetrična slika. Ne? Tukaj ta stvar ne seva, ne skoraj nič. Ne? Pač pa seva glavno gorni del in hkrati ta napravca služi kot transformacija, pa se zelo nizko impedanco preslikuje v visoko impedanco. At the same time, this bottom part that radiates very little, this is just the support of the antenna and an impedance transformer from a low impedance 50 ohm to the very high impedance, the kilo ohms here. Toliko o antenah, da smo naredili, tako da spredaval je